Yeah, like a creaky old door. Like a creaky old bagpuss. And that's what I was going to say. What am I going to say? I was going to say a couple of things twice then. I wasn't going to say them twice. But two times I was going to say them. Not two times. You with me? I tried to say them once. Just once. I shall say this only once. And I got a coughing fit. And then I said... Well, I went to say them twice. Second time. Two times. And I got a fog in my throat. Now I'm ready to sneeze. I've got a cold. I'm just saying. All over the place. I've got a... This is echoing like cold blimey. Which is nice. And the show kicks off a bit lively this week. I don't know what the show is. It's all something to do with world news, crazy rock and roll capes, fool's gold, which is what we got coming up in a minute, folks. Animal news. Have we got an echo? Is it me? Number crunching, things getting on my goat, our story. We're not doing it twice. We're not recording this twice. Towels from the dark side, lumps more, all wrapped up in some walloping music from the good old genre of rollicking routeness of the rock and rollness, if you're with me. I think we'll just crack on with it and see where we get to. I think we kicked off last week. We was talking, we did, what did we do? Crazy rock and roll capes, and finished knowing that it was about 242 days from my birthday. That was last week, so that must make it about 243. I know, right? That's right, numero uno of December is my birthday. The start of the silly season. Open up with your advent calendars. Well, hang on a minute. And cracking Christmas. And then I start to go on about how we're doing a gig at Skipper's in RPM, which is Royal Phuket Marina. Means nothing to you, nor me now, nor anyone actually, because it's no longer in operation. Hasn't been for about 20 years. Hence how old this episode is. But I did find it a little bit weird that we're banging on about it's nearly Christmas, and here we are sitting on the eve of Easter, and I'm rattling off some nonsense to you, which is nice. Anyway, that was a little bit of Victor Sylvester and his orchestra with Knees Up Mother Brown.
When the day is dawning on a Texas Sunday morning.
Yep, been to Texas, been there, seen it, done it, love it. Peter K. Corner, that's where we're at now though. Where that is in the world, it could be Texas, I don't know. But we're not talking about Peter K. Never did, never would, never shall I be giving Peter K. the nod. No offence, Pete, you're lovely. But it's got nothing to do with you. I don't even know how it became the Peter K. Corner. Maybe because it's very Cooper-esque, except this is a Peter Cook quote, which is a cross between the K and the Cooper, but without the K, if you're with my drift. Probably not. Anyway, you're wrong, because we're going back to 2005, which was after this was originally penned in 2002. And a slice of vocabulary. I don't know what he's talking about, but I like it. Anyway, it is a full circle back to a Tommy Cooper cracker. And that is with a K, or is it not? Is it a CK? Just a C. And it has, I don't know. We're doing a Tommy Cooper one anyway. He says, I went to the cemetery yesterday to lay some flowers on a grave. I was standing there and I noticed four grave diggers walking about with a coffin. 3 hours later, they're still walking about with it. I thought to myself, they've lost the plot. Oh, yeah, and this is where I think I might have had this tune here. I used it back in the day. Let's see if it is this one. Don't think it is. Maybe it is. It could be. To build us in and talk about Crazy Fool's Kitchen presenting his Crazy Fool's Cottage Pies at 150 baht a slab. Was I talking? No, no. Oh, that's what she got cooking. It's not Rufus Thomas and Walking the Dog. Tell you, if you're listening to this for the first time ever, it's not the first time ever said this, first time ever, you're tuning in and think, what is going on here? It doesn't matter, it's just some fool rambling to himself, gearing up to this week's episode, which is 15 minutes long, we'll get it down to 10, don't worry, it's entitled Fool's Gold. Indeed, a little bit of nuggetry coming your way. Three pieces of golden fool of whiteness, which will just leave you a little bit. Anyway, nugget number numero uno. Sean Connery once worked as a coffin polisher. I thought he was a grave digger. See, I'm disputing my own disputes.
Then, as a fool, such as I am, over you.
I do know, and this is fact, because it's just common knowledge, I think. Everyone knows it. If you don't know it, where you been? Anyway, in her 60s, Queen Elizabeth I, she often sat in front of her whole court with her dress thrown open, right at the front, just exposing her breasts. No reason was ever given for this amazing royal display. She just did it. And during the Cambrian period, which is about 500 million years ago, a day was only 20.6 hours long. Days are feeling like, I don't know, they're all rolled into one, just kind of like mingled with kind of like an acute beautiful illness, which is kind of like it has you neither here near nor there or near. Nelly in the belly, the cow kick Nelly in the belly in the bun, the cow kick Nelly in the belly in the bun, the cow kick Nelly in the belly in the bun, and the farmer said won't do no harm. First, a little bit, a little bit work.
Now and then, there's a fool such as I. Now and then,
there's a fool. Oh, actually, who's that shouting out? It was me, but I don't know. This is weird. For some reason, I go back to 2002 here and talk about North Korea's got big bombs, half the world's deserts and jungles are golf courses. 2002, we're talking kids. Boys bands are on the way out, except in Kabul, where they're quite big at the moment. And the Gaza was only a stone's throw away from a Mesopotamian slingshot. Ringing true, anyone? 2002, if you remember. Yes, my friends, the winds of change are wafting uncontrollably on the ever-tangible jet stream of circulation. And it's only a matter of time before we're all caught with our pants down, staring at Rottweiler's prickling incision as it grapples with our hedonistic values of fun, frolics and fornication. Yeah. What? Yeah, I think what he said, but I'm not really sure. But we'll crack on with it anyway, because it gives us a couple of minutes for the 15, you know. Anyway, the gusts of evolvement may penetrate our psych, people, but they will never take away our... freedom. This week, in 2002, the second ACES test kicked off where... This is just interesting. Just want to go throw back into history. Glenn McGrath stated that England has as much chance of winning the ACES as climbing Mount Everest on stilts. That was 2002. Still stands, my friends. Though 24 years ago. They have won it in Oz since then, don't they? I've got so lost in time. I've got no idea what's going on. The Chinese didn't, but they weren't giving up Tibet, that's for sure. They even claimed its most famous mountain and said, look, this is ours. It is called Mount Umalamanga. Umalamanga. We got one in the back. Umalamanga. James Coburn died at age 74 in 2002. Mick Jagger was swooning after a 17-year-old Swedish model. Really? And the posh shop Liberty in London was getting saucy in their twilight years, embarking on selling vibrators. 199 quid a pop. Or a vibrate, in fact known as the bone, they called it. It was a Christmas catalogue edition. They advertise it as 'tis the season to be suggestive, seductive and downright erotic. All right, I think we'll have this. We can fit this in and a 3-minute tune. I think it's 2 minute 42 seconds to be precise. Feeling a little bit frazzled. This is a beautiful story about a drunk crazed man that ran amok in the small Bulgarian town, leaving behind a slaughtered lamb, one ear, a burning farm and part of his todger. Yeah, that's right. Angel at Anasov was his name, had nothing pressing in his sleepy town of Pazardaki, south of Sofia, so he opted for some recreational medication with his pal. And I quote, police, quote, first he cut off part of his penis, and when his father came to help him, he sliced off his father's ear. He then ran into the road, partially naked and bleeding, where he jumped into a car owned by a young woman who was unloading the trunk and drove off. He then skipped a red light, crashed into a motorcycle, battered down the door of a nearby farmhouse, set fire to the haystack, stabbed a lamb, and ran off naked, wielding an axe. Police caught up with him as he climbed an electric fence after receiving several thousand volts. I'm not sure if the fence was actually turned on at the time or not, if you get my drift. But what a day, eh? What a day, wow. Some undisputed cheese facts. Mexican cheeses are delicious. Fact. I've just written a book about Mexico. Well, it's about me travels through Mexico through the eyes of Jax, who appears in Durban's Bread, who's me, and his adventures with the bloke who tried to kill him but didn't do so in the first chapter or the first book. You get my drift. You'll have to read it. It's coming out soon. I'm getting quite excited. It's currently being edited by the wonderful Devil Creatives development editor, Mr. JWW. John Winstanley is his name. If you want the whole lot. What you want is address. It's just easy, Tiger. Anyway, but Mexican cheeses, that's what I'm talking about. Delicious and ranging flavours from mild queso blanco to pungent cotija. Where you find it. Well, I've got everything. I think I had more on Mexican cheeses. It turns out I didn't. I phoned the Mexican cheese man and he wasn't in. All I got was the local Ramblers Club today. And that bloke on the phone, he just went on and on and on. I think I'm going to leave it there. You get my drift. This is a band from back in the 90s who I went to school with and still best mates with now. It's weird, isn't it? Mind Back Feed Bend, going to shake your world.
RadioPrimco.com.
Yeah, indeed. If I did say that I went to school with them in the 90s, it was a big fat lie. The band was around in the 90s. I went to the school with them in the 80s. To be honest, I don't know what I was saying. It's all a bit of a blur. Anyway, thanks for listening. You've been listening to a bit of Fool's Gold from Dude Talk. We're doing the Dude Talk this weekend. No, we're not. It's the end of April, if you happen to be around, Bernie. When are we doing one? 26th of April. That's it. I don't know what I'm talking about. Let's just get on with I know. We'll get on with saying goodbye. Yeah. And thanks for listening. Keep it turning. Keep it wheel. Keep it radioprimco.com. Ta-da.
Radio Primco.